God, from the beginning, devised countless ways to instill unity in us. First, God appointed a single origin for all, Adam. Why didn't we all emerge straight from the earth, fully grown like he was? The purpose was to intertwine us through the birth and upbringing of children and the experience of being born from another. This is why God didn't create woman from the earth. Even the same substance wasn't enough to unify us, thus he ensured we all shared the same ancestry. If we feel alienated from one another now simply because of geographical separation, how much more would it have been had we originated from two separate sources? Thus, as if from one source, God bound all of humanity together. And even though they seem to be in a way two from the beginning, see how he unites them again through marriage. For God said, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall unite with his wife, and they shall be one flesh." God said the man, not the woman, because men typically have a stronger desire to unite. Indeed, God designed men to have a stronger desire in order to draw the more dominant party under the influence of this passion, bringing them closer to the one who is weaker. Further, when introducing the need for marriage, God made the man to whom she originated from, her husband. For all things that God sees come second to love. And if there was such chaos and conflict sowed by the devil immediately after creation, what more would it have been if we hadn't all sprung from one common root?